Derek Aucoin avec Max Pacioretty.
And trying to attack them when you can, and there were opportunities to get some chances there, but maybe just a little bit too much on our heels of worrying about going into overtime and getting that point.
Max, do you feel like you guys are close to being at the point you want to be at?
I mean, that can all change so quickly, negatively or positively. So I think really just one game at a time. Today was a pretty good game. We liked our effort too in the last game, but still, I mean, you got to find ways to win games. That's what good teams do. We haven't done it, obviously, only one time, and it's not good enough. We have to win games.
Max, the sniper checking on the power play. He's talking about trying to find his game. That type of play where he's just letting it flow naturally and letting that shot go is something that can help. That he can help.
I said this morning he had chances last game to bury it. I think he hit two posts, so tonight's no different. He was able to bury on his opportunity. That got us back into the game.
Jonathan Drouin qui a marqué son premier en tant que Canadien.
On a déjà marqué à 3 buts. Je pense que c'est déjà un bon step offensivement, mais il y a encore des choses à travailler, mais c'est un bon départ.
C'est encore un peu plus frustrant dans le sens que il y a des joueurs qui ont très bien joué ce soir, vous avez bien exécuté, vous avez dominé presque ce match-là, mais ils ne sortaient pas les deux points.
Non, c'est sûr. Peu importe le scénario, que ce soit en overtime ou en oui, tu gagnes un point, mais t'en veux deux. Surtout qu'on a une équipe comme ça, un rival. C'est des matchs que tu peux retirer deux points. C'est des matchs qu'à la fin de l'année, un point va faire changer quelque chose. Ça ne change pas grand-chose en ce moment, mais tu sais qu'à la fin de l'année, ce point-là, il rapporte quelque chose. Alors, c'est à nous encore travailler plus fort, pousser encore plus. Mais comme j'ai dit, je pense qu'on a pris un pas dans la bonne direction ce soir.
Il y a du positif ce soir, mais la vibe est très négative.
Voilà.
Est-ce que ça fait du bien pour vous autres, justement, de compter trois buts, ramasser un point et partir une semaine aussi?
Ouais, non. Le point, c'est gros. C'est sûr que c'est mieux de ne pas partir d'ici ce soir sans zéro point, mais c'est encore là. C'est sûr qu'on est déçus. Tu veux sortir d'ici avec deux points. Je pense pour ça que le vibe est peut-être un peu comme ça, mais si on est des joueurs de hockey, on veut gagner, on veut gagner les matchs. C'est sûr que, surtout comme j'ai dit, quand tu joues un rival comme Toronto, tu veux faire ces deux points-là, tu vas avoir une victoire. Surtout à maison. Je pense qu'on n'a pas de victoire à maison. On veut être bon à maison. On veut que ce soit notre building. On veut que ce soit dur pour les autres équipes de venir jouer ici.
Allons retrouver Carl Alsner.
That he was able to get the perfect tip on it because that was coming in pretty hard. But yeah, he made a nice play.
Thank you. Ovi, Backstrom, Semin, guys like that, the receiving end of that type of slap pass from you over the years, Carl?
No. It's actually, I think, the first time I've done it. Maybe since junior B. I usually don't have patience like that on the blue line and make plays like that, but it just developed perfectly, I was lucky to see him out of the corner of my eye because, when you get opportunities to wind up for a big slapper, you like to take it, but luckily I saw him there, and like I said, great play by him to control that in.
This team is... Carl qui commente le but de Drouin.
Je pense qu'on est prêt avec Victor Mété.
And it stuck the whole game, and I thought it was good competition for me, and I thought we did pretty good.
Did your family come to the Leaf to the rink in Leafs gear?
I don't know. I know they came. I don't know if they came in Leafs gear, but I know they're here.
Did it feel different with the crowd, though, or is it the same a bit for you guys on the ice?
No, it felt different. Seemed like there's a lot of Toronto fans here, so. Obviously, we didn't get the result we wanted, but when we did score, it was still crazy loud in here.
You had a pretty nice...
Victor Mété qui commente la famille qui aime les Maple Leafs.
Alex Galchenyuk qui a marqué son premier but ce soir.
Yeah, of course, and it was a back and forth game, and unfortunately, it didn't come out the way we planned. We got to keep moving forward.
Is it a big relief for yourself?
It's always nice to get a goal in the National Hockey League, so I was happy about that, and it would be better if we had the win.
After hitting a couple of posts the other night, Alex probably felt it coming, and the goal that you scored tonight was off the right side after off wing was sort of one of those quintessential goals that you're known for.
Well, yeah, last couple of games I knew it was coming, and I just had to stay patient and keep working on my game, and coming in the game, I didn't want to pass up of any opportunities, and Charles made a good play there in the blue line, and I didn't want to pass up the shot.
Merci d'aller vous prendre Carey Price, monsieur.
Oui, absolument.
Yeah, definitely a good test for us going on the road playing 3-4, but we're looking definitely looking forward to it.
They only allowed 6 shots. in the third period. What's the biggest improvement you've seen defensively with you guys as far as, I know like some of the guys are adjusting to a new system here. From your viewpoint, what's improved the most?
I thought our gap was pretty good tonight. I thought we stayed up on their team. That was a team with a lot of speed, and we were able to cut that down by being in their face. I think that was the biggest difference.
You've watched all the guys play for a long time. Was questionable to play tonight. Goes out and gets an assignment like that and is on verging on 35 years old against a 20-year-old and stays stride for stride. How did you see his game tonight with that defensive matchup?
Well, I think he's always been underrated in my opinion. He's a very smart hockey player. I think his hockey instincts are what has kept him around so long. He's very good at reading plays and being on top of the opposing, usually, star. So.
On the other end of the spectrum, you have a 19-year-old who sent out with the same assignment. What was your viewpoint of how he did?
I thought he played very good. He didn't show any nervousness at all, and you got to hand it to him. He's playing well.
How do you describe your feelings right now, Kerry? Are you frustrated, or is it?
Maybe a little bit, but right now it's all about getting over it. You know, I got another game coming up in a few days, and what do you do? Move on.
Is it good to get away, you think, Kerry, for next week or something?
Yeah, I think it's always fun to go to California.
Kerry, did you catch a rut in the ice on the second goal?
No, I just caught an edge and fell.
That happens.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you, Kerry.
Alors, on est prêt avec Claude Julien.
Oui, et je pense qu'on a assez fait ce soir pour peut-être mériter une victoire, mais ça reste que c'est pas arrivé. Puis c'est à nous de trouver le moyen. Tu sais, c'est sûr qu'on a peut-être besoin d'un break à un moment donné, mais le break qu'il nous faut, c'est nous autres qui allons le chercher. Ça fait que faut pas se décourager, mais faut continuer à travailler puis trouver le moyen de disons, changer le score final.
J'ai l'impression qu'il y a de la pression qui est tombée sur les épaules de quelques joueurs ce soir, entre autres Galchenyuk et Petrie. Est-ce que vous trouvez que c'est le cas?
Ben écoute, c'est bon qu'on a marqué des buts. Je pense qu'Alex avait beaucoup plus d'énergie ce soir. C'est que ça allait aider vraiment son match. Puis, on a besoin de tout le monde au moment où on se parle. Puis c'est bon de voir des gars peut-être prendre un pas de l'avant pour justement nous aider à devenir une meilleure équipe.
Coach, it just seems like Victor Mete's earned more and more of your trust as we've gone on here. A lot of big assignments. I know we haven't hit the 9-game mark, but is it safe to assume that this is a player who's going to be around and doing important things for you this season?
Well, I think he's playing well enough right now, but, we could send him back whenever we want. So I can't stand here and make promises that sometimes will not necessarily just be my decision. But all I can say is right now we're extremely pleased with him. I think he's shown that he can play here. There's no reason right now to even think he's going back. But, a lot of things happen in this game that you don't expect, and you have to be ready for anything.
Is there one thing you could put your finger on that would make the difference between winning and losing right now? Because it seems as though it's a stretch of games where you guys have played well enough to win, and it's not happening.
Well, you look at the way you played tonight, and you play well enough. But, a little mistake here or there, a little bad break. On the second goal, Kerry, lost an edge or something, so we didn't get enough time to get back in position. You kind of look and say, geez, when are we going to get that break? Why are we always getting those kind of things? So I think right now the only thing I would say is that, when things aren't going well, try and minimize the mistakes and obviously the goals against. And, for a week now we've been talking about not being able to score. Well, we scored 3 tonight, so nobody, so that's a step in the right direction, but we gave up 4. So we're going to keep working because I think at the end of the day, there's a pretty good team here that probably deserves a better record than it has, but it's not there. So we can't be, satisfied with we think we're better than we are. We just got to work our way out of it. And like I said, I think down the road, it'll make us a better team, but we need to turn this around sooner than later.